The Solos traded puzzled glances. They knew Windorvan from the days of the New Republic. As the underdeputy of Tenelodium Reserves, he had uncovered a lucrative skimming operation run by his own supervisor. Rather than ask for a cut, as many bureaucrats in his position would have done, he had risked his life to bring the matter to the attention of the New Republic Chief of State, who happened to be Leia at the time. After that, he had risen steadily through the ranks on the strength of his reputation, and now he was Chief Dala's personal aide.
"Shall I tell Master Dorvan that you'll be happy to return his call after the Perry Needmo news hour?"
"No, we'll take it now," Leia said, starting toward the den. "Stay with Alana."
"And call the S9,
Han added, waving a hand at the hot chocolate.
"That stuff stains if you don't get it up right away."
Leia led the way down the hall to the extra bedroom that served as their den, then stepped over to the small holocom unit in the corner. Floating above the holoprojection pad was the fist-sized head of a nondescript man, his only remarkable feature being the fact that not a strand of his brown hair was out of place.
"Hello, Wynn," Leia said, folding her arms across her chest. "Isn't the holonet a rather expensive way to come across town?"
"That's why nobody will think to monitor it," Dorvan replied. "Is your end secure?"
"Scrambled and secure," Han assured him. "What's all this about? If Dala's trying to back-channel something on those arrest warrants..."
"Actually, Chief Dala doesn't know anything about this matter,"
Dorvan interrupted.
"And I hope she never finds out. That's why I'm using a scrambled holocom unit."
"We're listening," Leia said. "According to 3PO, you think we've ignored a message from you?"
"Regarding the Mandalorians, are the Jedi trying to convince Chief Dala she has no other choice? As soon as those apprentices left the temple, she instructed me to secure funding for a full company. I'll be able to delay things for a week or so because she wants it kept off the ledges, but beyond that..."
"Wait a minute," Han said. "A company? Are you telling me Dala is about to send for an entire company of Mandalorians?"
"Of course. Haven't you seen Head of State Fel in the last few days?"
Han and Leia exchanged glances, and Leia began to have a sinking feeling. Jag had some fairly rigid ideas about duty and honor, and he might have felt that carrying messages for Dorvan would create a conflict of interest for him. After a second, Han said,
"Oh yeah, that company."
Dorvan's head dropped.
"He didn't tell you."
"Head of State Fel seems like a strange choice for a courier," Leia said. "Especially when you're obviously willing to risk direct contact with us."
Dorvan looked up again.
"He wasn't exactly a courier. I just made sure he overheard what Chief Dala was considering so that I wouldn't have to risk my job and my freedom by contacting you directly. Given Fel's relationship with your daughter..."
"You assumed he'd do the right thing,"
Han finished, his tone growing hard.
"Me too."
But Leia wasn't so easily convinced.
"Nice try, Wynn, but you can tell Chief Dala we didn't fall for it."
Dorvan's brows came together.
"Fall for what?"
"Her bluff."
Leia leaned closer to the HoloLens so that her face would be appearing to grow larger at the other end of the connection.
"You're as honest as bureaucrats come, Wynn. You'd never betray Dala like this."
"And surely not for free."
Han leaned down beside Leia, then flashed one of his smirky half-smiles.
"Like Leia said, nice try. You had me going there for a minute."
Dorvan's face reddened.
"I am not bluffing, and I would never do this for money."
"No?" Leia asked. "Then why would you do it?"
"For the good of the Alliance, obviously. Or am I the only one who thinks it would be a travesty for Chief Dala to drive the Jedi into disbanding?"
"Is that what she's trying to do?" Leia asked.
"It's certainly an outcome she's willing to accept, if necessary. But I do think she sincerely believes the Order should be brought under government control."
Dorvan licked his thin lips, then added,
"And frankly, considering recent events, I have to wonder if she might be right."
"Then why talk to us?"
Han demanded.
"Because even if Dala is right about that much, she's wrong about everything else. She thinks the Sith are no more than Jedi in dark robes, and that the only way to keep them from returning is to keep the Jedi under the government's thumb."
"And you don't share that belief?" Leia asked.
"Would I be taking this kind of risk if I did? There are dark things out there in the galaxy, Princess Leia. I understand that. And I also understand that it's a terrible mistake to confuse those dark things with the Jedi Knights who are trying to protect us from them.
Leia considered this for a moment. Let's say I believe you, for now. Dala is going to send for the Mandalorians. What is it that you want me to do with this information?
Use it, Princess Leia.
Dorvan's face grew smaller as he leaned away from his own holocam.
Pass it along, and use it.